Begin the current daf Masechet Rosh Hashanah daf Yud Zayin. Begin on the bottom of the Tazayin Mabez, five lines up from the bottom of the Amud. The Gemara continues the discussion with the previous daf, which discusses HaKadosh Baruch Hu's judgment of the world. So that the Gemara brings the Braisa. Time learned the Braisa. B'shamei Oyrim, Gimel Kitas Hein Le'Yemadin. He says that there are three different groups for the Day of Judgment, which Rashi interprets to mean when there's going to be Tchias HaMesim, when there's going to be the revival of the dead, will be the ultimate Day of Judgment. And the three groups are Achas Shal Tzadikim Gemurin, one of the totally righteous, V'Achas Shal Rasham Gemurin, one of the totally wicked, which means to say those who have the majority of them are sins, V'Achas Shal Beinim, one of the intermediary group, which means to say that they're half and half, half sins, half merits. Now, Tzadikim Gemurin, the totally righteous, Nechtavin V'Nechtamim La'alter L'chayi Oilam, they will be written, sealed immediately for eternal life. Rasham Gemurin, the totally wicked, they'll be written and sealed immediately for Gehenna. Shneim, like it says the pasuk in Daniel, says Verabim Yisheni Ad Masafir Yekitzah. There's going to be many from those that are sleeping in the ground which will wake up. Eilu L'chai Olam, these for eternal life. V'eilu L'chai Rofas, and these for shame L'dirin Olam, for total abandonment. And that's the reference to the Rasham Gemur. Then the middle group Beinanim Yardun L'Gehenna. They'll go down to Gehenna. We continue top of Yedzayim Rav Umitzavtzafin. And they're going to scream and cry out of pain for a moment. And immediately they'll come out of Gehenna. Shemek, it says the pasuk in Zechariah, says Ve'vesias Hashlishes Be'esh. I'll bring the third group into the fire. Utzraftim Kitzreifas Hakesav, and then I'll purify them as one purifies silver. Uvechantim Kivchenas Hazav, and I'll refine them as gold is refined. Huyukri B'shmi, I'll call out of my name. Va'ni'enoy, and I'll hear him and I'll respond to him. Now, Valeim Amrachana, regarding this middle group, the Beinim, is who Chana refers to in Shmuel Aleph when she refers to all three groups. She says, Hashem Memes, Hashem kills, that's reference to the Rasham Gemurin. Umechaya and brings alive, that's reference to the Tzadikim Gemurin. And then the middle group is what she ends up by Meirit Shoel Vayal, that he brings down to Gehenim, and he brings up, that's the middle group, that they're Mitzavtsev Va'ilim, they go into Gehenim just for a moment, they scream out in pain to Hashem, and Hashem brings him up. That's the opinion of Bishamai. Besulaimrim, they argue. They quote a pasuk in Shemais, where it talks about the Yud Gimel Midas, the Hashem's 13 attributes of mercy, where it says, V'rav chesed, that Hashem has a multitude of kindness, which the Besul darshans to say, Mata klapei chesed, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu leans towards kindness, which means to say that since these Beinim are 50-50, they're half and half, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu tilts the side towards the merits, and therefore they actually do not go to Gehenna according to Beis Hillel. Baleim Amar David, and regarding them, does David HaMelech say in Tehillim, Ahavti ki yishma Hashem eskayli, I love because HaKadosh Baruch Hu hears my voice. Baleim Amar David, and actually regarding them, David HaMelech said, Kala Parsha Kula, that whole entire parak in Tehillim was in reference to the Beinim. As David HaMelech says over there, Daloisi, I was poor, which means say, as the Gemara later on explained from mitzvahs, V'lo Yoshia, and so HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to my salvation. That's the reference to the Beinim, that although, as Peshame say, that really they shouldn't deserve not to go into Gehenna, but that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, according to Beis Hillel, is Rav Chesed, that he leans it towards Chesed, as the Gemara on will later explain how exactly HaKadosh Baruch Hu does that mechanism of providing the chesed, even though it's not outweighing the side of Avoinus, but according to Beis Hillel, they do not go into Gehenna. However, Peishe Yisrael B'gufan, the sinners of the Jewish people that sin with their bodies, which Gemara will later explain what that means, and Peishe Umos HaOlam B'gufan, and also the sinners of the nations that sin with their bodies, they are going to Gehenna. They do go down to Gehenna. V'nidayin ba Yud Beis Chodesh, and they're judged over there for 12 months. La'ach Yud Beis Chodesh, after the 12 months, Gufan Kala, their bodies are erased, the nishmas and the srefes, and their souls are burnt, the ruach mefazars and tachas kapis ragli etzadikim, and then a wind blows their ashes underneath the soles of the feet of the righteous. Shem, like it says a pasuk in Malachi, that says, v'aseisim risham, that you will trample the wicked, which means literally it's going to be under you, ki yu efer tachas kapis raglechem, because it's going to be ashes beneath the soles of your feet. And that's what happens to the peishe yisrael begufan, and the Peishe Umis Yisrael Begufa. Aval, however, regarding the next category, Haminin, which those are people that distort and pervert the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu for bad, the Hamasiris, and those that are, they are Malshinim, that they say slanderous things about the Jewish people to have their money being given over to the non-Jewish authorities, the Apikorsim, and those are those that disgrace and disparage Talmid HaKham, Talmudic scholars, and those shekafer b'Torah that deny that the Torah was given min hashemayim from heaven, v'shekafer b'tchias emesim, and those that deny that there is such a thing as tchias emesim, as resuscitation of the dead, and that there's going to be a revival, v'shepirshu b'darach tzibah, and those that separate from the ways of the public, which Rashi says not to be gerus, because actually that includes all the things that we just mentioned, that they're included in what's called being pirshu b'darach tzibah. And those b'shenasnu chitisim b'eretz chayim that place their fear in the living of the land, which Gemara will explain what that means. V'shachatu v'chtiu esaram, and those that sin and cause others to sin, kigen Yeravim ben Nevat v'chaveirav, as Yeravim ben Nevat was notorious that he made many in the Jewish people sin. So regarding all these people, yardim l'gehenim, they go down to Gehenim, v'nidoinim ba l'dairi dairis, and they're judged there for generations and generations. Meaning not like where Beis Hillel said the Beinim don't go into Gehenim at all. Then he said regarding Peshe Begufan that they're judged there for 12 months. Regarding this last category, they're judged there for generations and generations. Shnem, like it says the pasuk in Yeshaya, where it says V'yatsu v'ra'u b'figur ha'noshim ha'peshim b'begayim, that they'll go out and they'll see the corpses of those people who had sinned against me. Where the pasuk there ends, Ki seilatim leisamis, because their decay will not cease, v'ishim leisichba, and their fire will not extinguish. And that is Gehenim Kala, V'heinayim Kala. Gehenim will conclude, but they will not conclude. Shanem, like it says in the Pasuk, V'tsuram Levali Sho'il, which a Pasuk in Tehillim that says that their form will outlast Gehenim. That's how continuous will be their punishment. Now, V'kol Kach Lama, why is it that this group gets so much punishment? The reason is, they should push the Yudayim as well, because, which literally means they stretched out their hand against the Beis HaMikdash, that is, because of their sins, the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Shnema, like it says there at the end of that pasuk, Mizvulai, from his Zvul, which means Ve'in Zvul El Beis HaMikdash. The term Zvul is a reference to the Beis HaMikdash. Shnema, like it says the pasuk, in Malachim Aleph, Vanoi Venisi Beis Zvulach, that I have built a Beis Zvul for you, which was a reference that he built the Beis HaMikdash for Hashem. And that's why these people get so punished, because of the fact that they destroyed the Beis HaMikdash with their sins. V'aleim Amar Chana, regarding them, Chana said in Shmuel Aleph, Hashem yichatum rivav, that those who contend with Hashem will be shattered, and that's why they get punished so much. Now, Amar Bitzchak Bar Avin, some say it's going back on this last group, which is the worst punished group, or some say it's actually going back on the Beinim, Ufneim doimin l'shuli kedera, and their face is compared to the bottom of the pot, which is all blackened. Vam Ravin, Rava says, actually, V'inu Mishvir Shvir B'nei Mechayza, these are from the most beautiful people of Mechayza, which were they were very pampered and fattened people. U'makarim B'nei Gehenim, but now they're called the sons of Gehenim. That was the name that was given to them. Nothing more goes back to explain the Brice. So Amamar, we said in the Brice that Beis Hillel Aymrim, they argued with Beis Shammai and said, V'rav Ches HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a multitude of kindness. And that is Mate Klabi Chesed. He leans it, although they're Beinim, they're half and half, he leans it towards the side of kindness. And therefore, it's not like Bisham, who said that the third group, the Beinim, go to Gehenim for just a little bit to get purified, and then they come out. So the Gemara asks, but there is that pasuk that Bisham brought, which says, V'Evesi Esashlish is Beish, and they brought the third group in the fire, they scream out, and they come right out. But according to Beis Hillel, they never go in the fire. So that the Gemara answers, Hasim B'Peishi Yisrael B'Guf. And according to Beis Hillel, that third group that goes into the fire is a reference to those that, although they're baining them, but they sin with their bodies. Now, the Gemara asked on that, Peshi Yisrael B'Gufan, can you say that's a reference to those who sin with their bodies? But Va'amrit, but you yourself said, Les Lutakanta, that those who sin with their bodies don't have any rectification. And because actually, as you said, they have to become ashes. But that pasuk which says that the third group goes into the fire, it says, V'tzaraftim, K'tzarefas HaKesem, that I will purify and refine them as one does to silver, which means to say that the Yisurin will purify them from their sins and that they will have a tikkun and they will not become into ashes. So how can you say it's a reference to Peshi Yisrael B'Gufan? So the Gemara answers, Ki les luhu takana, when did we say that there is no takana, that they become ashes? That's only B'Rev HaVoynis, when they have a majority of sins. However, Hacha Mechtz HaVoynis or Mechtz HaZchiyas, here what we're talking about is that the person is 50-50. Now, v'is b'hunami oven the peshes so begufan, and he also has addition included in what he has, is that he also sinned with his body. Now, therefore, since he did a sin with his body, leisagilei delav v'heviseis ha'shlishes be'esh. Therefore, it's not possible that he won't be included in what the pasuk says, that I'll bring the third one in the fire, because he has to purify his body, because he sinned with his body. Now, v'imlav, however, if he didn't sin with his body, Then it's like Beis Hillel says, V'rav chesed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a multitude of kindness, and he's matik klapi chesed, and he leans it towards chesed. So therefore, regarding the Beinanim, there's a difference regarding if it's V'rav chesed, which means say they never go to Gehenim, not like Beis Shammai. But if a Beinani also has a Poyeshe Yisrael Beguf, and he did a sin with his body, then he has to go get the Gehenim for a moment. When did we say if someone's a Poyeshe Yisrael Beguf on, that it's not just a moment, but actually they go for 12 months, and then they actually become ashes, that's when he's also a majority of sins, and there's a Poyeshe Yisrael Beguf on. But if it's Beinani and Poyeshe Yisrael Beguf on, then it's just for a moment, and he comes out. Now, the Brisa said that regarding the group of the Beinim, which Beis Hillel hold, he doesn't have to go into Gehenim. So it says, V'alein amr David, regarding them, David HaMelech says in Tillim, Ahavti ki yishma Hashem. I love it because Hashem hears me. Now, the Gemara continues explaining that Pasuk. Darash Rava, Rava expound. My dechsev, what does it mean when it says in the Pasuk, Ahavti ki yishma Hashem? I love it because HaKadosh Baruch Hu hears me. So Amr Knesset Yisrael of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the group of Klal Yisrael says in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rebbeinu Shel Olam, master of the world. When is it that I'm beloved in front of you? When you hear my voice of my supplication, where the pasuk there says, I'm poor and he comes to my salvation. That is, even though that I'm poor from the mitzvahs, as we explained, because this paragraph is in reference to the Beinani, he does not have that his merits could outweigh his sins to save himself. But still, lina Allah Yeshia, still I'm fitting for me, for you to save me, which is because you're mata klapi chesed, you go ahead and you outweigh, even though it's not outweighed, you go ahead and you outweigh the schuyas of my avoinas. Now the Gemara asked to clarify what we had mentioned in the Braisa. Paishi so begufin maini, what is this that we said which plays a pivotal role in the punishment of the person, that a person that's a sinner in his body, when regarding to the Jewish people, what does that mean he's a paishi begufin? So Amar Rav, Rav says, is karkaft delemonach tefillin. It means a head, meaning a person, that didn't put on tefillin. That's called a peshe so begufan, and therefore the punishment gets that much more worse. Now the Gemara says, peshe umis hu oilam begufan. What is regarding the nations of the world who they don't have a mitzvah tefillin, what does it mean when they sin with their body? So Amar Rav, Rav says, baver, like Tais explains, it means regarding arayas, illicit relations, where even the non-Jews have that commandment when the shevet mitzvah b'nei noyach. Now, the Braisa continued and spoke about all these groups that have the worst punishment from them all. So one of them was Vishnasnu Chitisim Be'eretz Chaim, that he places his fear in those that are in the land of the living. And we said regarding these, they go to Gehenim for generations and generations. Gehenim could have stopped, but their punishment doesn't stop. So Rav Chizkiya explains, who is this? Zeparnas Hamatal Emi Yisera Al Tzibur Shalei L'Shem Shemayim. This is a leader of the people that instills an extra element of fear on the public for not L'Shem Shemayim purposes, not for the sake of heaven. And therefore, that's a very evil thing. And therefore, he's including those who get from the worst punishments. Moreover, as the Gemara continues, Amar Yehuda Merav, kol parnas hamatal emi yiseir al tzibur shalei L'Shem Shemayim, any leader that instills an extra element of fear more than necessary, not for the sake of heaven, ein roi ben tamu chacham, will never see a son that's a Talmudic scholar. Shnem, like it says, a pasuk in Eve, l'chein yiru'uhu anashim, therefore men will fear him, and therefore lo yiru'uhu kochach milev, he will not see anyone with wisdom of heart, which is a reference to Talmud Chacham. Now, it's said over there in the Braisa, the Beis Hillel, Beis Hillel said again, they argued in Beis Shammai, they said, V'rav chesed, Kadosh Baruch Hu has a multitude of kindness, which he darshan to say, matek klapi chesed, that he leans it towards kindness. Now, that the Gemara asks, Hecha, but how does Kadosh Baruch Hu do that? In other words, what's the mechanism that although he's a Beini, he's 50-50, the scales are equal in balance, yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu will define this person meritorious by leaning it, by having him more kindness than sins? How does that happen? So there's three pshat in the Gemara. Rabbi Yezai, I mean, he says, Kayv Shai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu weighs down the side of the mitzvahs, meaning by the two tithes, the scales, there's the zchus and the chayiv, he weighs down that of the merits, and that's how he outweighs the sins. Shneim, like it says, the pasuk in Micha, says, Yashav, he will return. Yerachmeinu, he will have mercy on us. Yichbosh, he will weigh down. And that is, that's how he will then go ahead and be machriya avoyniseinu, outweigh our sins, again, by weighing down the kindness, by the schuyas, our merits, that will then outweigh the sins. Rabbi Yisbar Chanino, he says a second interpretation. He says, Neise. Actually, HaKadosh Baruch Hu lifts up the side of the sins, thus having that the sides of the merits are now lower down, which means say that is the one that is outweighing the other one. Shem, like it says a pasuk before that, Nesi Oven, HaKadosh Baruch Hu picks up the sin, va'ayrapesh, and then he passes over the sin, which means to say that by elevating and by picking it up, then it outweighs the other one. That has the other one outweigh. That means that now the schus will be lower down. It means to say that is the one that's the stronger one. Tanubir Bishmol, he learns a third interpretation. He says, actually, the scale we're not going to be tampering with. We're not going to be either pulling down the side of the merits or lifting up the side of the sins. He says, rather, Mavarishin Rishin. Kadosh Baruch Hu passes over the first one. That is, when the first sins are coming to be placed onto the scales, Kadosh Baruch Hu takes it off. And that's if they would be 50-50, now that he takes off one of them, now the one of the merits is not going to be even anymore, it's going to be weighing it down. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does, v'chein hi'amid, and that's the measurement that's used. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't tamper with the scales, he just takes it off, and now it's going to be weighing out the schuyis over the chayvis. Now, Amar Rava clarifies, he says, v'avan atzma in nimchak. It's not that the sin gets erased, rather it's placed on a side. And the reason is the ikar ruba avayin is because if it comes out that the person has a majority of sins together with that sin, then it is calculated together with it so that he should be considered with the group of Risham Gemurim, the totally wicked. And that is only if he would be 50-50, mechza mechza, then he takes off one and he's Rav Chesed, he weighs down the side of the kindness. However, if it's going to be that you have more than just 50-50, then your Risham Gemurim, that would be together with that sin, then he puts it back on, because he only weighs it down when you're from the group of the Beini. When you get a little bit more and you become Risham Gemurim, then he doesn't weigh that down anymore, and the Rav Chesed doesn't apply. Now, continuing on this theme, the Gemara says, Amar Rava, Rava says, Kalamavar Amidaisiv. Now, what that means is that someone's not particular to measure his measurement to those who pain him, to do exactly to them, tit for tat, what they did to him. And therefore, he does not stand on principle. He doesn't stand on his midas, his measurements, and rather he goes further. As we find many times that terminology in Shas, where Eim Avir Nala Mitzvahs, Eim Avir Nala Oichlin, which means to say that the person doesn't stay there and he continues going. Mavirin means to say pass that over, which one should not do with mitzvahs and by food. Here it says that a person should not stand on this principle and rather move on. Whoever does that, Mavirin Akol Peshav. So the same thing is what's called Midah Keneged Midah, what he did, that he does not stand on principle on what rightfully should be in retribution. So then the midas hadin, the attribute of justice, is not particular with him either. Rather, it leaves him alone and passes over his sins and continue and doesn't punish him for what's rightfully he should be punished for. Shem, like it says in that pasuk that we quoted before, Nasi oven, he carries sin, va'ivra al-pasha, and he passes over the sin, which means to say, lemi nasi oven. For who does the Kadosh Baruch Hu carry a sin? Lami Shaiv Ra Pasha, but somebody that passes over sin, which means to say that somebody did something to him and he looks past it, he doesn't stand on principle and he moves past it. Therefore, that's the same thing that happens to him. They carry his sin and he doesn't get punished either. Actually, Mar brings a story related to this that Rav Huna Bar Yehuda Rishu Chalash. He was ill. Ol Rapaba Lishayula Beis. Rapaba came to ask about him to see how he was doing. Sachazi the Chalash Le Alma. So he saw that his end was near. So Amalu, he said to those around, Tzavisa Le Zavata. So go ahead, prepare for him what's called Tzeid L'Derech. Prepare for him his needs for the journey. Now, what does a person that's dying need? It means to say, prepare the burial shrouds. Now, L'Saif Itpach. At the end, actually, Rav Huna Bar Yehuda, he was healed. Now, Hav Mechsav, Rav Papa L'Mechsav, says Rav Papa was embarrassed to see him because he said he was a dead man already. And look, he was survived. So Amru Leh, they said to Rav Huna, my chazes, what did you see? So Amru Leh, he said to them, truthfully is, Hachiyav, it's exactly as Rav Papa had said that I actually was a dead man and that his death was already decreed upon me. But V'amla HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to them, Hayil v'lei mokim b'milsei, since he did not stand on his principle, on his attributes, therefore lo tekuma b'hadei. So don't stand on him, don't be particular about him. And therefore he was saved. Shneim like it says in the Pasuk, Nasi Oven v'ayver al-pesha, which we explained, Lemi Nasi Oven. For who does HaKadosh Baruch Hu carry the sin? La'iv or Pesha, someone that passes over when something bad is done to him. And that's why he was saved from death. Although he was deserving of it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, do not exact judgment from him because he wasn't exacting from other people. Now, it says over there in that Pasuk, L'she'eris nachalasai, that this is done, these midos of chesed, are for the remnants of his heritage. A reference to the Jewish people. Now, Amar Vacha Bar Chanina says, which is a famous term, which is called Alya V'Kaitzba. Now, what that means is, Alya means to say that there's a fatty tail over here, but V'Kaitzba, there's a thorn in here. In other words, there are words of consolation over here, because look, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will do certain kindnesses, the Yid Gemo Mitzvah Rachamim, but there's something hard over here. In other words, this is not applicable to everybody. Because as the Pasuk says, it's L'she'eris Nachalasei. It's for the remnants of his heritage. V'loy L'chol Nachalasei, not for his entire heritage. Now what that means is, as the Gemara continues on Talmud Beis, it means L'bi Shemesim Atzmei Kishra, it means for somebody that makes himself like the remnants. Which means, say, someone that has an attribute of humility, of shiftless, that he doesn't hold himself as anything great, he's considered like shirayim, like leftovers, he gets the Yud Gimel Mitzvah Rachamim, but not for everybody, and therefore it's an aliyah, there's words of consolation, but it's a kitzbah, it's not such a great thing, because there are certain things, it's not going to apply to everybody who doesn't reach this midah of being like shirayim. Now the Gemara continues on this theme about the attribute of justice. Rav Huna posed the following contradiction. Ksiv, on the one hand, it says, a famous pasuk in Tehillim and Ashrei that says, Tzadik Hashem, Hashem is righteous, which means to say that he follows in the attribute of truth, righteous, b'chol derachav in all his ways. Yet Ksiv, it says at the end of the pasuk, b'chassid, but he's a pious, which means to say that he goes what's called a fnim min hashuras adin, which means he goes beyond the attribute of justice, which is like what chesed is, kindness, b'chol ma'isa, with all his acts. So is Hashem a tzadik? Does he go with truth? Justice, it is as it is, or with chesed, going beyond that. So that the answer is betchilat tzaddik. Originally, HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes with din, with righteousness. But at the end, when he sees the world cannot survive in the attribute of din, then he chesed, then he acts as a chesed, he goes beyond the letter of the law. Similarly, Rabbi Elazar al-Amri, he posed the following contradiction. Ksiv, it says in a different pasuk in Tehillim, it says, L'cha Hashem chesed, to you Hashem there's kindness. Ksiv, yet it says at the end of the pasuk, Ki ata teshalom le'ish kamaseh, because you pay to every man according to his actions. Now, which one is it? That Kadosh Baruch Hu does chesed? Does he go beyond the letter of the law? Or that no, what you get is what you deserve. So that the Gemara answers similarly, but chila originally, ki ata teshalom kamaseh, you first pay everyone according to their actions. Sorry, but at the end, when you see that that can't survive, l'cha Hashem chesed, to you Hashem is kindness, as Tesha explains, what the pasuk is saying is, l'cha Hashem chesed, when is it for Hashem chesed, to go from the Mishra Sedin, that's when he sees that the world will not survive, as the Pasuk says, Kitcha Teshalom Le'ish Kamaseyu, to go ahead and pay everyone according to their actions. Again, similarly, Ilfai, Vamri Lan, since he was Ilfa, Rami, he posed the following contradiction. Ksibit says, a Pasuk in Shemaisa, it says, Varav Chesed, because Baruch Hu has, as we mentioned in the Pasuk before, as we're recording on Amad Aleph, has a multitude of kindness. Ksibit, yet it says over there in the Pasuk, V'yemes, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's truth. Which one is it? Is it truth? Which means to say, it is what it is, you get what you did. Or is HaKadosh Baruch Hu go beyond that? So that the answer is again, B'tchila V'yemes. Originally, it's truth. U'l'b'sayi V'rav Chesed at the end, it's Rav Chesed again, because the world cannot survive with the Midas Hadin. Now the Gemara continues quoting from that Pasuk that we just quoted from, which is the Pasuk that we were quoting on Amud Aleph. It says there in the Pasuk, regarding the Yod Gimel Midas Rachamim, V'yavar Hashem al pano v'yikar, that Hashem passed by his face, and he said this to Moshe Rabbeinu. So, Amar Reichen has said regarding this phrase, El Mole Mikro Kasav, had it not been a pasuk that had said these words, E.F. Shlomo, we could not have said these things. What it means is, Melamed comes to teach us, Shenes Atav HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kishlich Tzibak, as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu clothed himself like a Shlich Tzibur who goes to daven for the Tzibur. The Herod Lele Moshe said the Tefillah, and he showed Moshe the order of the Tefillah, and that's what it says, Meyavre, as like he was over in front of the Teva and to go daven for the Amid. And that is Amalai, what he was telling Moshe Rabbeinu was, calls Manshe Yisrael Chaitin. Anytime the Jewish people sin, Yasu Lefon the Kaseidu Azeh, they should do in front of me as this order, which means, say, the order of the Yud Gimel Midas Rachim, 13 attributes of mercy, Fani Moichlem, and I'll forgive them and I'll have mercy on them. Now, the first two Midas Rachim are, it says Hashem Hashem, which Hashem is the Shem Harachim. Why is it repeated twice is Anihu, I am the attribute of mercy, and that is I am Rachim. Kaidim Shechta Adam, before the person sins, that's the first Hashem. Vanihu, and I am also, and that is I also have mercy. La'ach Shechta Adam, Yasa Tshuva, even after the person sins, and he repents, and he does Tshuva. Now it says, Kel Rachmachan, Kadosh Baruch Hu is the merciful, the compassionate, and the gracious God. So Amar Rebbe says, regarding the Yud Gimel Midzer Rachmim, that is Bris Krusel Yud Gimel Midzer, there is a covenant that's sealed for the 13 attributes of Rachamim, meaning these which we mentioned the Pasuk, which anytime the Jewish people mention it in their tefillah, they're answered, that they're not returned empty-handed. Shem, like it says over there a few psukim later, behold, I have sealed the covenant, which is regarding the words that were said before regarding the Yud Gimel Midas HaRachamim. Now regarding that, we mentioned that the second Shem Hashem is for the person that does tshuva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's Rachamim. So Amar Bi Yechir Rechna says, G'dele Tshuva, great is repentance, Shemekaraz Gezar Dina Shaladim, that it rips up the person's decree that was sealed against him. Shnem, like it says, the Pasuk in Yeshaya, it says, Hashmin Lev Amazeh, the heart of this nation has become fatty, V'aznav Hachbet, and his ears have become heavy, V'ainav Hasha, and his eyes are sealed, Pen Yir Be'ainav, because maybe he would see with his eyes, V'aznav Yishama, and with his ears he'll hear, V'levav Yavin, and with his heart he'll understand, V'shav, and then he'll repent, V'rafale, and then he'll be healed. So you see that Refua, which connotes that there will be a slicha, that the gezardin will be ripped up even after the gezardin. Now, Amli Rapabla Abaya, I've probably asked Abaya, how do you know? Maybe this healing, this spiritual healing, will come before the decree is sealed, but afterwards it will not work, tshuva. So Amalei says, what do you mean? It says that the person will be shav, v'rafalekseh, and then says that it'll be healed. Now, Ezehu Dabesh Atzarchafu, what is something that needs healing? Havaim is a gezardin, that means to say that the decree is sealed. Healing is only when the person is ill. Until it's sealed, it's not considered ill. And therefore, if it's calling it refuah, it must be even after the gzar din, tshuva helps. Now, the Gemara asks many different questions on Rabbi Yechanan's halacha, that tshuva will help even after gzar din. Meisvei, we learn the b'raisa. It says, hashev bein time. Someone that does tshuva in the meantime, which means, say, between the days of Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, which are called aser simei tshuva, then the person is forgiven. Loisha bein time, if he doesn't do tshuva between Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, then afila hevi kol eli nevoi shabbat, and if he brings the rams of the best rams, which we'll call the eli nevoi in the world, which is, but if he does this after the aser simei tshuva, ein meichon lai, then he's not forgiven. So it would sound like that no matter what the person does, that he's not going to have the mechila if it's not done between the aser simei tshuva. It sounds like that even if the person does tshuva, it's not going to help. Which is not like Rabbi Yechon, who said even after the Gzar Din of Yom Kippurim, the person will get Mechila, that his Gzar Din will be ripped up. So that the Gemara says, Loikash, not a contradiction. This is how the Gemara qualifies Rabbi Yechon's statement. Ha B'yachad, the Braisa was talking about regarding an individual. There, it's true. The person, his tshuva will help in Aser Simei Tshuva. Ha B'tzibur, Rabbi Yechon had said that it will always work even after the Gzar Din, even after that it's sealed, is in reference to the public. When the public together does tshuva, then that always works, and it could even tear up the Gzar Din. Now, on that, the Gemara says, Meisvei, the Gemara asks on this, that Rabbi Yechanan's statement, which was qualifying it regarding the Tzibur, there's a Braisa that quotes from a Pasuk in Devarim, that says, and this is a Pasuk that says in Devarim Yud Alf Yud Beis, where it begins, that Eretz Asher Hashem Lekecha Derisha Yisatamid, that there is a land, in reference to Eretz Yisrael, that Kadosh Baruch Hu is constantly seeking, where it says that Ein Hashem Lekecha Ba, the eyes of Hashem are upon it, upon Eretz Yisrael. As the pasuk there concludes, Mereishis Hashanah V'Adach Hashanah, from the beginning of the year till the end of the year, unlike other lands where it's only in the beginning of the year, Rosh Hashanah, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes the Gezeres, Eretz Yisrael is different. Shem Yisbarach is constantly analyzing and seeing it from the beginning till the end. Now, that the Braisa says, Itim Lotai, but sometimes that's a good thing. In other words, sometimes this HaKadosh Baruch Hu will still analyze it, not just in the beginning of the year, but even at the end of the year, that's a good thing. In other words, to make it easier for the Jewish people, that although they had certain punishments which were decreed upon them in Rosh Hashanah, but since at the end of the year they got better, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu, since he's constantly reevaluating Eretz Yisrael, not once a year like other lands, that's going to be a good thing. And Itim L'ra, something that's going to be a bad thing, which means to say that although by Rosh Hashanah time that they were good and they got judged for goodness, but since HaKadosh Baruch Hu is constantly reevaluating, that makes it worse towards the end of the year. As the Braisa explains, Itim L'teva Ketza, when is it a good thing? So HaReisha Yisrael Rosham Gemurim Rosh Hashanah, if the Jewish people were totally wicked on Rosh Hashanah. Now, Upaskim Ham Gusham Mu'atim, so it was decreed upon them, they get very little rain. Now, L'seif Chazreban, at the end they retracted from that and they did Tshuva. Now, L'haisav Alein Yafshar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't go ahead and add more rains, Shekvan Nigaz Gezer, the decree was already decreed by Rosh Hashanah. However, Ela HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu do since he is reevaluating it? Meridim Bizmana, he brings it down in their appropriate times, Ala Aretz HaTzrichlan, on the lands that need them. In other words, on the fields, and the vineyards, on the gardens. Hakol lefi aretz, everything according to what the land needs. So since it was reevaluated, it was done qualitatively better. Now, Itim L'ra Ketza, now when would it be something's bad that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is reevaluating it throughout the year? So HaReisha Yisrael Tzadikim Gemurim B'Rosh Hashanah. Let's say the Jewish people were totally righteous on Rosh Hashanah. Now, Upaskim G'Sham Rabim. So therefore it was decreed upon them to have a multitude, much rain. Now, L'Seif Chazibhan, at the end they retracted from that and they became wicked. Now, L'Fchiz Men Yefshah, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't make less rain, Shekvan Negez Gezer, because that was also decreed. Ela HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? Meriden shalei bezman. He has the rains come down not in the appropriate times, meaning before the seeds are planted. Ala arche in the Switzerland, on lands that don't need the rains, which means, say, in the forests, in the deserts. Now, that's what the Brisa says, why Eretz Yisrael is different, because it's constantly reevaluated, so you can't really change the Gezeirat Din, but qualitatively, it comes down differently. Now, that the Gemara asked, according to Rabbi Yochanan, but l'tayva miho, however, when the Jewish people get better, and that is, they do tshuva sometime throughout the year, l'karai l'Gezeirat Dinai, why? The Brisa says, oh, we can't change the Gezeirat, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu does it in a better way. Why? The Gezeirat Din should be ripped up like Rabbi Yochanan, and they actually should have more rain increased for them because they're a tzibur that did tshuva. So the Gemara says, you're right, but Shani Hasam the Efshe B'Hachi, there it's different because it's possible to do it the way the Brisa said it, that it won't have to increase, and therefore it just does it qualitatively different. But if it wasn't possible, then yes, of course, rains would be added because tshuva actually is Kerei Gezeirat Dinai Shel Tzibur. Well, the Gemara continues asking Rabbi Yochanan. Tashema, we learn the Brisa that seems to be not like Rabbi Yochanan. The Brisa quotes a pasuk in Tehillim that says, "Yerdei hayam ba'anias," those that go down into the sea in ships, "Eisa malacha b'mayim ram," they do their work in the many waters. "Heimara maseh Hashem b'gayim," they see the acts of Hashem, etc. The Yerman, he says, "V'yamid ruach sa'ara," and he lifted up, it lifts up the stormy wind. "V'tereim galav," and the waves become elevated. "Yechaygu," they reel. "V'yenu kashikar b'gayim," and then they move like the drunkards. So they, since there's these storms on the sea, so they scream out to Hashem in their state of distress. And therefore, and Hashem saves them. So let them give thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the kindness. Now, on that, the Brisa comments, Asta lehen simonias. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made different signs between the different psukim over there, which are like an upside down nun. Now, the reason for that is that it's coming to expound that parak in Tehillim to limit what it says over there in the Pesukim. And that is Ka'achin V'Rakin Shabbatar. It's like when it says in the Pasuk, the term Ach, which means but, or Rak, which means only, where they are what's called Miyuta, and they're coming to limit what it's saying in the Pasuk. Here also, Loi Malcha, it's coming to teach you, it's not really every time that people, which in this case are the sailors, that they scream out to Hashem, Batzar Lahem, in their distress, that it will be, as the Pasuk says, Yitzim Mitzukisim, that they will be taken out from their distress. It's only if, and that's what it's being limited by having these signs upside down, Tzaku Kudm Gezeirat Dinenen, it's only if they scream out before their decree is sealed, then they're answered. Tzaku L'Acher Gezeirat Dinenen, but that's what's limiting it by saying, but if they're screaming out after the decree is sealed, then they're not answered. So now that's difficult in Rabbi Yochanan, because here we're talking about many people, it's a tzibur, and they're screaming out, they're doing tshuva, and yet we see their Gezeirat Din is not ripped up if it's Acher Gezeirat Din. So the Gemara answers, no, Hani Nami Kichin Dami. All these people, since they're from different places on the ship, they're not one tzibur, therefore they're actually considered like a multitude of individuals, and that's why the Yachid, as Rabbi Yochanan agrees, will not have his tshuva be Kerei Gezeirat Din, but by its tzibur, it actually would be Kerei Gezeirat Din. So the Gemara says, Tashma, coming here from a different, that to, again, to ask on Rabbi Yochanan. It says that Shalom Blurya Hagieris is Rabbi Gamliel. The Blurya, that was a female convert, she asked Rabbi Gamliel, on the one hand, Ksiv B'Terasim, it says in the Pasuk of Devarim, Ashala Yisafan. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is someone that doesn't show favoritism. Yet Ksiv there's a Pasuk in Midbar that says, Yisa Hashem Panim Alecha, Hashem will show favoritism to you. So which one is it? So Nitvala Rabbi Yisa HaKayin. Rabbi Yisa HaKayin went to go involve himself to answering her questions. So Amalai, he said to her, I'll give you a parable for what this could be compared to, which will answer your question. There's somebody that had a claim against his friend for a mana. Now, so the person went and said, look, by a certain time, he went in front of the king and said, by this time, I'll pay you up. And actually, he even took an oath by the life of the king to say that I'll pay you up by this time. And he gives pro. The time came and he didn't pay him up. He came to appease the king. He said that, look, I swore in your name, I didn't pay up in the time. And the king told him, he says, look, my embarrassment, I forgive you. But go ahead and appease your friend, because although you swore my name, and I'll be meichel that, but you still owe him the money. So on that, as Rabbi Yisai Kohen was telling her, here also, when does it say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be yis upon him, he'll show favor? That's between the sins of man and God. Or even when you have Beinod L'chaveri, there's a between man and God element, which the person took the oath in the name of the God. He says, look, I'm meichel you. But kam b'aveir Beinod L'chaveri. When does it say that lo yisaf on him, he will not show favoritism, that's between the sin of man and his friend. Where Hashem says, look, you swore in my name, That's okay, the king says. But you still have to pay him up money. And the same thing's over here when there's a sin between Om L'Chaveri, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not show any favoritism until you go ahead and be Mephias, his Chaveri. You go ahead and take care of the Chavdi you have between a person and his friend. Now, however, it continues and says, however, that was how Rabbi Yitzchak Kohen had resolved the contradiction. Until Rabbi Kiva came and he taught the following resolution. And we continue on top of your Chesam and Alf, which was, Kan Koidin Gzardin. When did we say HaKadosh Baruch Hu is upon him that will show favoritism? That's before the decree is sealed. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will show. Kan Lach Gzardin, however, when will it say that he will not show favoritism? That's after it's sealed. Once it's sealed, it's over. Now, that seems to be difficult, according to Rabbi Yechanan, where here we're saying that to the Jewish people, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not show favoritism, even if they do tshuva after the Gzardin. So the Gemara says, no, Hachanam B'yachad, actually here we're talking about when will Hashem not show favoritism after the Gzar Din, that's a reference to individuals. But if the Tzibra, the Jewish people, do tshuva, then no matter when it is, even after Yom Kippur, even after Gzar Din, then their tshuva will help, and it will be Kirei Gzar Dinam, it will rip up their decree, even though it was sealed.